Blog Talk Radio.
Goodness, Mama. Good evening to you. This is Thursday, May the 10th, 2018, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. The PRS table. That's where you are listening to. This is your host, or one of your hosts, Dr. Nate Dunlap, and that other lovely voice that you hear on the other end is Mary Ann Williams. Around this table, we call her Mama, and she always likes to greet you, the listeners. So we'll give her that opportunity now.
Yes, I just want to say good evening to my PRS family. Glad that you can be with us this evening. Amen.
All right, so listen, today we are on our second week of our monthly series. Today we are continuing on with that series, which has been entitled, How to Be the Lender and Stop Borrowing. How to Be the Lender and Stop Borrowing. If you have not caught the first show, then all we advise you to do is to go to blogtalkradio.com/PRF table. PRF stands for Possessions, Resources, and Finances. blogtalkradio.com/PRF table. Not just last week's show, but you can listen to all the shows over these last 5+ years that we've had. So if you're on punishment for about 2 months, like used to happen to me in the summertime when I used to do stuff at the end of school year, you just listen to all the PRF tables, just one behind the other. You just go bam, 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 bam. You will be a lot more educated and enlightened on the things of God and how to get your affairs in order, among a whole bunch of other things. But tonight, Mama, I am excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited because God has been throwing out some words of knowledge, some wisdom, and I've been occasionally just popping up on Facebook and sharing what God has shared with me. And so tonight we're going to continue on with this whole theme of how to be the lender and stop borrowing. We're trying to get the people into a better place. One of the scriptures that we highlighted last week, for those who are not with us, was out of Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 6, because a lot of times many people have heard this one text that says you will be the lender and not the borrower. But see, we were educated enough last week to know that that's not the whole verse. The whole verse says the Lord your God will bless you as he has promised, and you will lend to many nations but will not borrow from them. Then he says, in the latter part of that verse, you will rule over many nations, but none will rule over you. None will reign over you. And so we highlighted that, listen, we got to be better than what we are. We have to not pull just 4 or 5 words out of a text and think just because you say those things that it's going to work. Nah, there's some other stuff. And if you just go and you look at some of the other verses preceding verse 6, for those who now know it's verse 6 in chapter 15, then you'll be like, oh my goodness, so that means I just don't become a lender just by osmosis? No ma'am, no sir, it just does not happen. And so we're going to highlight a couple things, Mama, and if you're listening to us online and you want to jump into the conversation and want your voice to be heard, you can do it online. You can be on our Facebook page. PRF Institute is how you find us on Facebook. We'll see, and we looking out for your comments on Facebook. But you can also call 347-215-7934, 347-215-7934, and you can actually have live conversation because we are live on the air right now, Mama.
Yeah, okay. All right.
So let's get into it. Let's get into it because 30 minutes will go by fast. We only got 26 left. How to be the lender and stop borrowing. We're teaching people, if you will, how to, because that is the place where so many people fail. They don't fail because they don't know what the Word of God says. But many people, an abundance of people, fail because they don't know how. A lot of people fail because they don't know how to apply what they have, and they're always waiting for more than what they have. And God is like, I want you to blossom where you are right here. So if you have $100 in a bank, you can be a lender, because you can lend somebody 10 of those dollars. You can lend somebody 15 of those dollars. Does that not make you a lender? Yeah, as an individual, you have now lent something to somebody, and you can say at some point in time you have been a lender, but God says, I don't want you to stop there. See, if I decide to bless you with $1,000, then I don't want you to forget the principles that you learned when you only had $100. And if you've been so fortunate to have had wealth passed down to you, you know, whenever you learn, you know what, I should be lending. I got to lend to the people. Because if I lend to the people, then there's some blessings that may be stored up for me. And so I'm not going to focus too much on where I focused the other day, because I know what the Lord wanted me to talk about tonight. And here's what we're going to talk about. Your giving is a precursor to your lending. Your giving is a precursor to your lending. And oh my goodness, you know, you hear stuff, you hear things, statements like that, or you know, sermon titles, and you know, people are like wondering, what's going on? What does all that mean? Listen, I can't tell you what it all means, but I can tell you this: if you just do what God say, you're probably gonna be all right. And I want to believe that you're going to be better than just all right. That's what we're looking for. We are looking to help people to be just better than all right. We don't want folks just doing the minimum, because God has given us so many resources, Mama, that it makes no sense why we are not lending in an abundant way to other folks, especially when a lot of us have it and can get it. Okay. So why do I say your giving is a precursor to your lending? It's really, really simple. We don't even have to get too deep in this one tonight, Mama.
Okay.
As a foundational exercise, you can't lend what you don't have. You can't lend what you don't have. Mama, lend me $10,000. Baby, I ain't got it. Guess what? Mama can't lend it.
That's right.
Not hard. But watch this. Although Mama may not have $10,000, the title of what we're dealing with this month is How to Be the Lender and Stop Borrowing. Mama, you may not have $10,000. I need $10,000. I come to you. You may not have $10,000, but Mama, do you know five people with $2,000? Do you know 10 people with $1,000? I mean, let's look at what we're talking about. Let's look at what we're doing. See, if we have this mindset and believe that this thing is only about what we do individually, we'll never be the lender. Because in Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 6, when you read that text, it's very clear. When the Lord, when God said through Moses, the Lord God will bless you as he has promised, you will lend money to many nations. Now, you got to stop right there and say, now, hold on. You talking about me, Brother Dunlap? I get to lend to many nations? No, fool. He talking about all of y'all. You as a collective. See, a lot of times you read these words in the Bible and don't understand context. Thou, in this context, thy, thou and you in this context. And that's not you individually. That's not even one tribe. That's all of them he was talking about.
Okay.
Oh my goodness! See, we get messed up. I'll get to a text that I had to uplift today. Maybe I don't know. I don't care if I don't. We gotta let the Spirit of God do what it does. So even if it was the tribe of Dan, for example, said, you know what? Okay, that's what Moses said to us. That's what God said to Moses, and He said it to us. You will end. All right, tribe of Dan. All right, all the Israelites, all of us in that tribe. Listen, do you understand that God said that we, see, you got to change it and put it in the right perspective. When we get into the promised land, we're going to be able to lend to many nations, but we ain't going to never have to borrow from none of them jokers. See, there's not too many other people other than ourselves, Mama, here at PRF, that's talking about we going to lend. People have heard that and they've taken it in that individualistic Christianity oxymoron, because there's no such thing. And so you got a whole bunch of folks that say they want to be the lenders, believe they're going to be the lenders, but don't have nothing to lend. And the reason they don't have nothing to lend, let me backtrack that. That's me. Let me backtrack it. One of the reasons why they may not have anything to lend is because God knows that they haven't grasped this basic principle, this basic foundational concept. Fool, I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to y'all. See, I guess that doesn't translate too well from the Hebrew text, Mama. I don't know. Maybe y'all is not in a Hebrew translation. But God was speaking to them, Mama. He was speaking to you. Now, you have to grab a hold to that, right? So all of yous have to grab a hold to that. All of yous individually have to believe that. All of yous who are leader have to be upholding that. But we realize that it's not us individually. It's us collectively.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so watch this. So how about this? If you're going to take that scripture and say, no, Dunlap, I hear what you're saying. That ain't realistic. He was talking, you know, that I got to take that for myself. Okay. So I want to find out how many of you individuals are able to lend to many nations. The Lord said this. This is a promise. So what's the problem? What are we missing, Mama? If it's about you and you being able to lend to many nations, not the church around the corner. You know what a nation is? So if it's about you individual, come on. I need to see you guys to be working with something. You got to be holding on to something, Mama, for you, Marianne, to be able to have enough to lend to many nations.
Yes.
But see, God ain't putting all that in Marianne's hands. He'll put it in Marianne's hands along with other folks, so everybody got their hand in it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So collectively, it's not a big problem for us to lend to many nations, because of how much we have. But if we don't have anything, if what we have is so much an individualistic sport, then everybody's trying to keep their stuff. Look, I got bills too. You know how many times I hear that? I got bills too. We need this stuff. We like to buy this in the church. We want folks to give. I got bills too. We want to help this young man get to college. I got a kid in college too. Ain't nobody helped me with my student loan. Ain't nobody helped me get to college. Yeah, you'll never be a lender. you'll never be a lender. Not with that attitude. Not with that attitude. I wish I was going Facebook Live on this one today. You'll never be a lender with that attitude. Point blank. So, your giving is a precursor to your lending. See, there has to be something where people understand, Mama, that so many of these things that God desires for us to do, so many things He's promised, it comes from what our perspective is on giving. So think about this. Let's help brothers such and such. They're going into the military. We as a church, we want to furnish his dorm room. You know, his mom and daddy don't have too much. They work very hard. You know, they were barely able to get the money for the plane ticket to go to college. So let's do that. But then all the rest of the folk that's in there with kids in college, they ain't do that for my boy. They ain't do that for my girl. Okay, so now your heart is hard like Pharaoh.
Amen, amen, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And the right. way that the Lord could move in that particular house of worship or household, because I'm going to hit something, the way the Lord could work, because that heart is hard, it can't get out. It's so mm-hmm. much inside of that fist that can't nothing get in and can't nothing get out. Mm-hmm. Watch this, Mama.
Okay.
Your giving is a precursor to your lending, and I'm not. I'm not going to cover everything, right? Because you know we want folks to take the course too, and you know when we bring it out again in the fall. So, how do we look from a biblical perspective about giving? If the first concept in somebody's mind is, oh, we got to be good tithers, and you're wrong, that's not God's plan, that's not how he put it out there, but that may be what you've been told, that's not God's plan. God's plan for what we're talking about, being a lender, was not about the tithes.
Mm-hmm.
It starts with giving and having a heart of giving. Okay, well, what are we talking about? Heart of what, Dr. Dunlap? I don't know. I don't know what you got to lend. But money's always a good place to start.
That's right.
Finance is a good place to start. Okay, well, I don't really got too much finances. Okay, what about your possessions? Oh, well, you know, they just repoed my car, and, you know, I'm just catching the bus now. Okay, what about your resources? See, God is like, listen, those three areas, you ain't getting away from them. You're going to be on one or the other, or all three operating at the same time daily in your life. PRF, possessions, resources, and finances. So how can you just break out with a biblical understanding, if you will, about what it looks like? What does it look like when we start talking about giving, Mama? Well, for us as believers, I'm going to tell you, it's not hard. It's not hard. The only question out there, the only question to be answered, is do you want to pay attention to what the Lord said? That's it. I speak to us now. Do you want to pay attention to what the Lord said? Do you want to pay attention to what Jesus the Christ said? Well, he gives us something in Matthew that is really, really profound. I may not even touch on that tonight. You know what we'll do, Mama? Let's look at Isaiah chapter 58.
Okay.
Now, if you look at Isaiah chapter 58, what you're gaining in Isaiah 58 is a text about fasting and true worship. So if the two verses I want people to just highlight this for the rest of the show. Verses 6 and 7 and verse 8 and 9. That's it. Again, it's talking about true worship, true and false worship, true fasting, different headers in Bible say different things. So you read the rest of it, right? Read 1 through 6. Read 1 through 6. But I want you to pay particular attention to verse 6 and 7. So in 6 and 7, when he gets to verse six, this is Isaiah, right? Coming from the Lord. He says, this is the kind of fasting that I want. This is the kind of fasting that I've chosen. This is what the Lord is saying, to loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and to break every yoke. It is not to share your food. It is not to share with your food with the hungry and to provide poor and provide the poor wander with shelter when you see them naked, to clothe them and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood. Now, listen, let me read that to you again. Because you got to understand what God is saying. Is not this the kind of fasting that I've chosen? To loose the chains of injustice, to untie the cords of the yoke, and to set the oppressed free and break every yoke. Yeah, so there's some folk that's been in prison wrongfully. There's some folks that work for you. And yeah, there's things that got to be done, but can you lighten the burden on these folk that's working for you? Can you let those who are oppressed go free when you have the power to let them go free? Can you take the chains off of people that have things that bind them up? Mm. The way that God is speaking this is what I want. Okay, verse 7, right? Share your food with the hungry. Give shelter to the homeless. Give clothes to those who need them. Oh, and watch this one. This one's going to mess some folk up. And don't hide from your relatives who need help. Your help. Not need help from the government. Your help. Mm-hmm. Don't hide from them. Don't be, yeah, you see the phone ringing. Don't put them in a voicemail. Yeah, don't look at the call ID. I bet she wants something now. Every time she calls, she don't never call she wants. And then the prophet goes on, again, speaking from the Lord. It says, then your salvation will come like the dawn, and your wounds will quickly heal. So hold on. If I do that other stuff, okay, all right, I got it. Your godliness will lead you forward, and the glory of the Lord will protect you from behind. That means, hold on, I get to go forward with the Lord, and I get to get his protection from these jokers that's coming to put their knife in my back. Glory be to God. I like that. And watch this, Dennis. I ain't give you this. This is a bonus one. Then when you call, the Lord will answer. What? Does that mean I got to do some stuff for some other folk? And then when I call on the Lord, see, folk got it messed up. They calling on the Lord and want all that other stuff to happen in their lives. And the Lord's like, you do all that stuff, just some stuff. Listen, take care of that. Because the God says, and the answer is, yes, I'm here. Yes, I am here. Yes, I'm here. So what am I saying in all of that? When you read that, it tells us very clearly that the Lord is not concerned about how you make things appear to be out in public. How you sit there and say, I'm fasting for the Lord. I'm on a fast. No, we're looking for some things. We're looking for some things. I'm looking for some things with you. I'm looking for some things with y'all. But see, again, how does that apply to this whole thing about being the lender and stop borrowing? Because we got to deal sometimes with some of the root causes. See, it's not that the fact that people that we don't have possessions, resources, and finances. It's a matter of where is our heart towards giving in order to be able to open up what we have into a place of giving to somebody else. That's it right there, Mama. Where's our heart? Where's our heart? And so I'm going to hit this one, Mama, and we're going to talk about it again, I know. But if you go to read, going into Matthew chapter 25, oh, my goodness. And, you know, some of you may have heard about the sheep and the goats. But yeah. I want to pull your attention. I'm not going to go through all of them, right? I'm not going to go from 31 to 46, but I want to leave on a positive note.
Okay.
When this text is coming from the Lord and is dealing with final judgment, and then says, you know, hey, the king is going to say to those on the right, come you who are blessed by my Father. Okay, by my Father. So that must mean this is Jesus. Capital F, my Father. Come you who are blessed by my Father. See, you can't be a lender if you ain't blessed, Mama.
Oh.
Okay, all right. And then it goes on to say, that was just a little something I threw in there, right? Not changing the word. Then it says, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the creation of the world. See, again, go back to, see, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So he gave his only begotten son for us. Watch this. We were created, mankind was created back in Genesis chapter 1, in his image and after the likeness, we were created so that we could have dominion. You don't be able to be a lender without having dominion. You have to have stuff that's worthy of having the ability to be over. See, you're not going to call yourself a lender because you got to pick some. Listen, you can be somewhere, mom, and somebody say, can I borrow a pen real quick? Come on, man, don't call yourself a lender. Don't call yourself a lender. That's not what the text is talking about. We're talking about bigger things.
Amen.
But if you look at somebody, watch this now, but if you look at somebody and you're like, hold on, man, I ain't letting it, man, his hands dirty. He got stuff all under his fingernails. Man, he homeless. Ah, so see, now there's a problem. Because that pen could have been for that man to sign a contract. He just looked like a certain way. He could sign a contract. And remember, you gave him the pen.
Mm.
Okay. We again, we got to think about this thing as it is. Bishop Zimmerman said, can I borrow $10, please? No, I ain't got it. I tell people, okay, you say you ain't got it, and when God takes it from you, and you wonder why you're having financial problems, because you're talking about you ain't got it, but you got it in your pocket. See, that was a giving problem, right? That's a heart problem. So in Matthew 25, we got about four more minutes, Mom. In Matthew 25, I love it because it says, for I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me into your house. I was naked and you gave me clothes. I was sick, you cared for me. I was in prison and you visited me. And so then these righteous ones, they say, well, hold on, Lord. When do we ever see you hungry and feed you? See, they're looking at the Lord. They're looking at Jesus.
Yeah.
When were you thirsty? We gave you something to drink. When were you a stranger and had nowhere to be? And we gave you some hospitality. We brought you in. You ain't had no clothes. We gave you. Ain't nobody ever. Jesus wasn't walking around naked. So, you know, when he says this, they got to be like, hold on now. This is crazy. When do we see you in prison and visit and come and sick and see you? And the king will say, I tell you the truth. When you did it to the least of these, of my brothers and sisters, you were doing it for me. You were doing it to me, correction. You were doing it to me. And so if I'm not willing to give, right, if I just take those things, these several things that I just mentioned to you out of Matthew chapter 25 should be central to every church. You may not be able to be the biggest group in your congregation, may not be the largest where you yourself are able to feed all the homeless or all the hungry in your community, but you can do what you can do. And again, it goes back to this collective. So if we do what we need to do from the collective, oh my goodness, Mama, it'll be so good. There'd be so many people that would be helped. And so that's why I'm going to leave it, Mama. I'm going to leave it there. Your giving is a precursor. Here's what I want to do. As we shut down for tonight, all I want people to do is to go back and read that Isaiah 58, verses 6 through 9. Read the first, matter of fact, read 1 through 9 so you get the whole context. But focus on 6 and 7, 8 and 9. And then also go to Matthew chapter 25, again, 31 to 46. But for right now, just focus on 34 to 40. That's it. Just focus on 34 to 40 and say, what are we doing in that area? Lord, I want to be a lender, but how can I be a lender when I'm not even paying attention to these individuals who are hungry and thirsty and don't have a place to live and don't have any clothes and are sick and in prison? And give me a heart, God, for those individuals. Because, see, the truth of the matter is when the Lord blesses you and provides you as an individual as well as collectively with enough to be able to lend to many nations, you can't have this mindset or this heart or this attitude of who your neighbor is. You got to know who your neighbor is. And so with that, Mama, we out. We out. God bless you. Y'all know how to reach us, prfministry.org. Catch us on Facebook and just pay attention to what God is doing in this season because we really, really want to help people in how to be the lender and to stop borrowing. So with that, on behalf of all of us here at the PRF table, we say God bless you. We love you. May God's countless blessings be upon you as you do his will. In Jesus' name, amen. Peace.